Chapter 59, What You Need to Know About Retirement Accounts. You'll be nearly an expert when you're done. Do you know what would be really cool? If we just had one kind of retirement account with simple rules for putting money in and taking it out. Well, keep dreaming, because we don't. We have so many different kinds of retirement accounts, all with crazy, ridiculous rules, half of which you wouldn't even believe if I told you. It's almost as if the geniuses who designed all these accounts actually didn't want us to save for retirement. Honestly, I don't think you could do anything to make them more complicated and less user-friendly. So what do most people do in the face of mind-numbingly difficult rules and systems? Do they read the fine print and rationally weigh the pros and cons of each account in a systematic manner aimed at maximizing options and eventual net value? Well, it's either that or do nothing and hope for the best. But not you. You are getting money smart. Congratulations. Here's the least you need to know about the most common retirement accounts. Well, here's actually what most of them have in common. The first is retirement. They are all retirement accounts. This means their purpose is for, yeah, you guessed it, retirement. This is money you put away today for when you retire. So they are all really set up for the long term. They make it hard for you to pull money out before you retire. You might get hit with penalties and other restrictions. Again, it's called a retirement account for a reason. The second thing they have in common is they allow you to invest. That's right, you get to invest this money in mutual funds, stocks, bonds, or other types of investments, if you want. It's not designed to be a savings account that sits in cash. Since the money is for a far-off retirement, you are encouraged to save and invest it. The third thing they have in common is tax. You get to save income tax now. The money you put into the retirement account reduces the amount of money you have to report to the IRS, which means, because you have a lower income, you save taxes. But here's the catch. Even though you benefit from paying less tax now, eventually the IRS wants their tax. That's why these accounts are sometimes called tax deferred. It means you're not paying tax on it now, but rather you are deferring it into the future when you take the money out of the account. So what's great about that? Well, your account gets to grow over the years and possibly decades without you having to pay any tax. Okay, so those are the things that are similar about most of the retirement accounts. Now let's break the retirement accounts into the two main categories. The first are company plans, and the second are individual plans. But let's tackle company plans first. Company plans are those offered through an employer, a company. In other words, you have to work for a company to be able to open and save in one of these accounts. Here are a couple of examples. The 401k. This is the granddaddy of the company-sponsored retirement plan. Many employers offer these to their employees. As an employee, you can take some of the income you'd normally get in your paycheck and have it instead deposited into your 401k investment account. So, for example, instead of getting $1,000 in your paycheck, you might decide to invest $100 in your 401k account. So you'd actually only receive $900 in your paycheck. There are a few cool things about 401ks. First, you're able to contribute quite a bit of money each year into one, more than many of the other individual retirement accounts. Second, some companies will actually put in extra money into your 401k. This is called a match, and it's basically free money to you. Okay, so there are a lot of other retirement accounts through companies, such as SEP IRAs, simple IRAs, defined benefit plans, profit sharing plans, and many, many more. They all have different rules. It's nuts, I know, but that's just how it is. But now let's tackle individual plans. So unlike the company plans that require an actual company, individual plans don't. Almost anyone can set these up on their own. The first example of an individual retirement plan is an IRA. This is also called an individual retirement account. You get to contribute money and it grows tax deferred. You might even get a tax deduction. The main difference is you can't contribute as much into an IRA as you could with a 401k. Another example of an individual retirement plan is a Roth IRA. Okay, so this one is a bit different from the others. Remember how I said you might be able to reduce your taxes with a 401k or even an IRA? Well, with the Roth IRA, you can forget about that. You can't save any taxes now, no matter how much you contribute. And at this point, you may be thinking, well, why would anyone put money into a Roth IRA? Even though you don't get any kind of tax deduction when you put the money in, it grows tax-free. And unlike the others, when you take money out of the Roth IRA, you don't have to pay tax. Do you see the difference? With most retirement accounts, you get a tax break when the money goes in, but you have to pay tax when you take the money out. With a Roth IRA, you pay the tax when you put it in, but not when you take it out. But why does that even matter? Well, actually, it may make more sense for you to pay the tax now, or it may be better to pay the tax later. It depends on a lot of different options. But just know, there are different accounts depending on which strategy is better for you. As a third example, let's talk about annuities. I could do an entire course about annuities. There are so many different kinds and options that it would make your head spin. But let's just touch on a couple of main ideas about annuities. An annuity is simply an investment where you contribute money and hope for a return. An annuity is different from other investments, though, in that some annuities provide certain guarantees. For example, the annuity company, an insurance company, will guarantee a certain minimum rate of return. They might say, "You give us money and we'll give you a 5% return each year. We promise." So this is kind of like a CD investment. They might also guarantee a certain amount of income for as long as you live, kind of like Social Security. So no matter how long you live, you keep getting a check in the mail. Again, there are lots of different flavors of annuities, but the guarantees are what set annuities apart from most other investments. So that's your lesson on retirement accounts. Don't worry about all the details at this point. The lesson is simply that there are special accounts designed to help people like you save for retirement. The two main types are those provided by a company and, yes, those that an individual can do. The most common company-provided retirement account is the 401k or 403b, although there are dozens of others, each with their own rules. The most common individual retirement plans are, do you remember, regular IRAs, Roth IRAs, and annuities. But here's the thing. Most people don't just choose one, but instead, and most often, investors will have different types. Again, don't get caught up in the rules for all of them at this point. It's not important. All you need to know to be money smart is that there are special accounts that exist that can help you save for retirement.